You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, the big news has been the presidential debate in the United States. If you're a politico, if you follow politics, if you follow the US, of course, it's the Trump-Harris debate. So naturally, I'm calling my mate and American expert in. Bruce, how you going?
Hello there. Good day for the USA. It is a beautiful day here. And yep, we had a debate. Also, we had 9/11, which is a solemn occasion for us when the planes hit the towers, and 3,700 innocent Americans were destroyed. And then just since then, in the 23 years, probably more than that have died in the aftermath of all the dust and debris that were down in the thing. So we keep our prayers with them that it's a time. In the meantime, we had a debate.
Yeah, well, just quickly, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you there, because it was going to acknowledge that, you know, from New Zealand's time, it was 2 days ago, but I know you were somewhat connected. You were, cause you and I were in the seminary together, but were you were involved? When I say involved, you were somewhere significant.
I was directly related. I was in class as a seminarian, and my ministry was as a chaplain on the burn ward unit of Washington, D.C. Hospital Center, which is when the Pentagon got hit, the victims all came to the Washington Hospital Burn Center. And I'm just a student and meeting, but I got to meet most of the victims, and just amazing guys. And with my humor, and you know, I'm like, it's Bruce, don't get up. And, you know, but they was just remarkable to see the courage and the struggles that they had to get through when your body's completely burned, 90% of your body. It was, yeah, it's something you don't forget. And, My prayers and thoughts are that to those guys all the time. Anyway,
well, as you say, the, you know, an anniversary time always casts one's mind back. So yeah, acknowledging, you know, all of what happened on 9/11 and since. But yeah, tell us about the debate. Who won it?
Well, as I watched it, I didn't think it was that bad. With my wife, Nancy, as you know, we were both sitting there with our bowl of popcorn and we're ready to watch. And I think nobody won. America lost on the debate. I would say if I were to, as I'm watching it, Kamala came off poised, prepared. She had all the little things that you're supposed to say, the buzzwords. But it was just a delicious word salad. It really never meant anything, and she didn't actually say anything. You find yourself nodding, and then you go, well, she didn't say anything.
She reminds New Zealanders of a certain former prime minister whose name might be Jacinda, who spoke a lot but said nothing. And I have to say, that was one of my impressions. She was very poised, though. I mean, all that training. She'd be doing a lot of acting and debate prep, we were told.
Oh, she was on point, very tidy and so well trained. And where Trump, he doesn't train, and he's Trump, darn it! It makes people so angry that if he would just sit with a debate prep and I just have conversations. So he does his rallies and all that. And And she got under his skin. You know, she knew where his buzzwords were. He talks about, he's got a thing about crowd sizes. His inauguration.
As you do.
Crowd sizes. And then she said something about leaders of foreign world. Foreign leaders are laughing at him. And that just set him off. His perfect answer when, you know, she goes, people start leaving his rallies because they're so boring. And, you know, his response, you know, I'm thinking, gosh, he should have said, I got shot in the head and nobody left. What do you want?
He did have a few zingers, for want of a better term. Is it sort of like, while I'm speaking now, is sort of reflecting back what she had said to Mike Pence and so on?
Yes, I'm speaking now, yeah, where he says, you know, he threw in a couple of zingers as well. But the armchair quarterback, in talking and thinking about it, was they're saying the moderators. It was a failure in journalism. They were just so in the tank for Kamala, her cheerleaders, kind of saying, you know, well, Trump, you know, here's all these things that that happened, and Kamala, how do you feel about what Trump did?
Yeah. I'm pleased you mentioned that, because that was one of the striking elements to me. And secondly, they were fact-checking Trump the whole way, and I would say erroneously on a few things, actually, and nothing on her. She said some really, well, very wrong things.
Yeah, in Springfield, Ohio, it's a little town in Ohio. It's got about a 60,000 people population. And over the past couple of years, it's been inundated by about 20,000 immigrant Haitians who are, I guess you can't call them illegal because there's trouble in their country, and so they're immigrants, but they don't speak English. They don't drive. Those who do don't drive well. The unemployment office, the hospital, said just last year, a quarter of the births at the Springfield Hospital were Haitian. So it's really an issue. And it's funny because Trump brought it up last night. I never thought he would in the brought it up in the debate. He never thought he would. About the anecdotal stuff, they've seen some of the immigrants go to the parks and butcher the ducks in the park, or a couple of the ladies or people have reported their small pets missing. So now Trump came out last night and said, you know, they're eating the pets. So that was just...
That's very Trump, isn't it, to take is something anecdotal, whether it's true or not, but then he turns it into something much, much bigger. But I wonder, Bruce, because, I mean, there's been a bit of debate about that down here and the craziness of Trump and so forth, but at one level it's very classic him, because now everyone's talking about him in one way. It just draws all the attention to him with his crazy claims.
Oh, it's so typical Trump, but... The problem was, if she came so prepared and she dangled all this bait in front of him, the things that knew that it was going to get tick him off, and he took the bait every single time. Whereas on the other side, she presented no facts, no plan. It was two moderators and Harris against Trump, kind of a 3-in-1. And they just, she had memorized all her set pieces and, but just afterwards, they had the discussions of the undecideds, and it showed that about 90% of the pundits all say Kamala won hands down, easy, no problem. But the undecideds, they said Trump won, so which was a surprise that didn't show up on a lot of people's radar screens. They weren't fair.
No, and look, no one sort of, I think, surprised by that. I mean, as you said at the start, you know, no one really won in terms of America. But do you think debates like this move the dial? Did something or some things happen that made people go, wow, this is not what we expected? Has it changed?
Absolutely.
Is it going to change people's minds? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Ronald Reagan, the famous, I'm not going to let age interfere, you know, with my opponent's youth and inexperience. That was a killer line. Kennedy and Nixon, just in May or in July, was Trump and Biden, knocked him right off the ticket. The 80s are calling it. They want their foreign relations back or something. Yeah, they do move the dial. In this case, I don't think much, because we know too much about Trump and we knew too little about Kamala Harris, and we walk away from the debate saying we still know too much about Trump and not enough about Kamala.
Well, we'll have to leave it there, but I think it sums it up well. Next week, we're going to have to talk about Taylor Swift. I see she's come out and endorsed Harris, but that's not unexpected. But we better leave it there. But, Bruce, thank you for coming on. I know it's a busy time over there, and again, acknowledging 9/11, but thank you for the impressions on the debate as well.
Thank you so much. And you Kiwis out there, have yourself a great day.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.